We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring, majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. Generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, peace-loving viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, you're about 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Eutelsat 5 and Eutelsat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environs, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, en Gativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, S.A. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca, TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotos on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungal Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampo Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a mobile alternative energy learning facility helps bring online access to rural South Africa. In Hero News, a Uruguayan citizen saves the life of a woman in China. In Veg News, a two-day Paris, France event shows the wonders of plant-based living. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 29th, esteemed Russian poet Ms. Isabella Akhatovna Akhmadulina is fondly remembered. Also known as Bella, Ms. Akhmadulina was born in 1937 in Moscow, Russia, and passed away on this day in 2010. Her work has been described as some of the finest in contemporary Russian literature, and she has been recognized as one of the eminent poets of the 20th century. She wrote of friendship, love and human relations, and was commended for her bold use of metaphor and her depths. Music Lessons, Secret and The Garden are among her numerous collections published. Her many honors include the State Prize of the Russian Federation in 2004. May verses such as those by Ms. Isabella Akhatovna Akhmadulina's continue to inspire many poetic souls to greater appreciation of the countless reflections of beauty in our lives.
Lion News. Heavy rains cause upheaval in Algeria. On Sunday, November 27th, deluges resulted in flooding in the northern province of Béjaïa. A four-year-old boy lost his life when an overflowing river swept him away, while numerous families were forced to evacuate to safer grounds as houses were damaged by the inundations. Officials were placed on high alert to monitor this emergency situation, which came just days after torrential rainfall claimed the lives of 12 people in Béjaïa, as well as in El Bayad and Constantine provinces. More than 75 were also injured as families were displaced by flooding, especially those living along the banks of rivers in less fortunate neighborhoods of the capital, Algiers.
With all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please check with Algerian officials to find out whether help is required, requesting that they also go, if possible, to comfort the most vulnerable, as she added that funds are available for urgent needs.
We appreciate the officials' assistance to those affected by the devastating downpours, as we thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving concern. May the gentle people of Algeria soon regain the safety of their regular daily lives, as humanity kinder efforts help restore the balance of our shared earthly home.
Earthquakes rattle Ecuador, Peru, Chile, Indonesia, and U.S. On Thursday, November 24th, a shallow trembler measuring 3.6 on the Richter scale was recorded 16 kilometers north of Quito, Ecuador, with seven more tremors of up to 5.0 in magnitude being registered over the next 2 days. In the early hours of Saturday, near the coast of central Peru, a 5.0 magnitude quake struck 74 kilometers northwest of Huacho. Meanwhile, on the same day, a magnitude 4.0 trembler centered 33 kilometers east of Constitución shook Chile's Maule region. On Sunday afternoon, Nias, Indonesia, was rattled as a 5.4 magnitude quake hit 192 kilometers southwest of Sibolga, followed by one measuring 5.3 on the Richter scale, 146 kilometers northwest of Ternate. As of Sunday in the U.S., 9 earthquakes had jolted the state of Oklahoma within 6 days, raising concern among residents due to their previously rare occurrence. Fortunately, no significant damage or injuries resulted from any of these seismic events.
While we are relieved to hear of the maintained safety of those in the quake-shaken regions, we pray that such potential disasters may soon be a thing of the past through our more benevolent care as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Trời cao không chưa tan nát, thịt xương tôi cực hình cho người vui hê hà trong tiệc rượu linh đình. Con người và con ai tôi chúc thọ đời dài cho gia đình sum họp khỏi đau đớn như tôi, chúc cả nhà tu phước kiếp kiếp được làm người cho đừng sanh làm lợn nhân phố.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet.
Day 421.
Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
The 2011 Goosey Peace Prize honors service toward global harmony. On November 24th, the ceremony for the prestigious Goosey Peace Prize was held at the Philippine International Convention Center in the capital, Manila, to honor 20 outstanding individuals for their contributions of respect for human life and dignity.
You can only think about what you've done in your life. That could have been meaningful, that someone else would notice, that would give them cause to certainly nominate you for such an award as this. So I am very, very grateful.
I am very happy with this, that the Goosey Peace Prize appreciate my contribution to international diplomacy. I hope to continue to work together because we are neighbors. We should have a peaceful coexistence.
This year's laureates include Laotian Minister and Head of the Presidential Office, Hong Sawat Bupa, Belgium's Secretary General and Treasurer of the World Federation of Consuls, Aikut Eakin, vegetarian founder of the City Montessori School in Lucknow, India, Dr. Jagdish Gandhi, former Interpol President Norman Inkster from Canada, U.S. Senator Emmanuel Jones, Turkish film director Omar Zulfu Livaneli, Jamaican humanitarian Reverend Father Richard Ryan Ho Lung, former President of Seychelles, Sir James R. Mansion, Russian economics analyst Professor Viktor Medikov,
Austrian solar power researcher Roland Mosul, Russian author Vladimir McRae,
Governor of West Bengal, India, Sri Mayankote Kailat Narayanan, former President of Kosovo, Bezet Pasoli, Philippine architect Felino Palafox Jr., Bhutan's Minister of Education, Thakur S. Padwell, former Liberian President, Dr. Amos C. Sawyer, U.S. President and Chair of the One World Institute, Dr. Yolanda and Thomas K. Stern, respectively, Colombian journalist Diana Uribe, and Thai educator and Buddhist leader Pramaha Vudijaya Vajiramedi.
The total budget of the world collective budget for defense is 30 times more than what the world is spending on human resource development. All this money could be spent in building schools, reservoirs, hospitals, etc.
Without peace, you can't prosper.
Among past distinguished honorees of the Gusi Peace Prize is Supreme Master Ching Hai, who was invited to this year's ceremony by the founder of the Gusi Peace Prize Charitable Foundation and former Philippine Ambassador, the Honorable Barry Gusi. Although Supreme Master Ching Hai was unable to attend, guests were able to enjoy a video presentation of her peace message, which was shown during the opening of the welcome dinner before the ceremony.
Gladly, I admire, recognize, and honor and respect Supreme Master Ching Hai and her organization. And rest assured that in many more years to come, we will be joining hand by hand to work for peace, unity, and to continue to support and to promote the vegan way of living in this world.
Notably, the banquet featured a completely vegan menu designed by the hotel's chefs, highlighting the truth that peace begins on our plates.
Yes, I did eat the food. It was delicious. And it was vegetarian. It was sumptuous and delicious. I think it is a wise thing to do.
I encourage those who are viewing us now to shift also from eating a lot of meat to going into vegetarian diet. Not only for the environment that we will be able to use less resources, but also for our own health.
I think that is the least destructive way of living. It shows a reverent respect for life. It's a peaceful way to exist. To promote world peace, you have to be a good example as an individual.
Congratulations and our admiration, all laureates of the 2011 Gusi Peace Prize, for your noble ideals and endeavors. Beginning with our own compassionate ways of life, let us strive together to bring about world peace.
More than 500 detainees freed in United Arab Emirates. Commemorating the country's 40th National Day celebrations, President of the United Arab Emirates, His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan, granted amnesty to 554 detainees as he also assumed responsibility for and forgave their debts. The gesture is intended to encourage their integration and community participation while motivating them to start a new life and build a better future. Your Highness, we sincerely appreciate the clemency that allows these 554 Emirati fellow citizens to unite with loved ones in renewed chapters of life. May they and all people of your nation flourish in ever more fulfillment and peace.
Sailors rescued in Irish Sea. Responding to a call on Sunday, November 27th, from the capsized Swanland cargo ship off the coast of North Wales in the United Kingdom, two Royal Air Force rescue helicopters rushed to the scene, one of which was co-piloted by His Royal Highness Prince William of Wales. Of the eight Russian national crew members, one was later found perished, with five who were missing despite search efforts. However, two of the sailors were successfully rescued from the scattered debris in the ocean, which was all that remained of their ship due to the severity of the storm and its gale-force winds. Russian Ambassador Alexander Yakovenko later thanked Prince William and Royal Air Force personnel for what he said were their selfless efforts in the bad weather conditions. We join in gratefulness, Your Royal Highness and fellow Royal Air Force members, for your swift and life-saving endeavors. Our sympathies for the life lost, as we pray that the other Russian crew members are safely found and that all travelers may journey securely across the seas.
Save our planet. In Scandinavia, scientists report unseasonably warm weather as of November 25, 2011, with Sweden's average temperatures 7 degrees Celsius above average, and lack of snow in countries like Finland, resulting in the cancellation of this year's International World Cup skiing event.
Save our planet. As one of many Himalayan glaciers that are retreating due to warming temperatures, Bhutan's 4,450-meter-high Thorthormi is noted as of November 28, 2011, to be shrinking by up to 35 meters a year, while scientists report that the lake at its base has tripled in size. flies since 2001 and is in danger of bursting.
Warning news. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency issues a recall on November 23, 2011 for several brand names of cheese and dairy products distributed throughout Ontario and Quebec provinces due to potential contamination with Listeria, a bacteria that can cause severe illness and even death.
For the cat, a happy vegan. Today, I have a tip to share on animal companion safety. If you use a space heater, your canine or feline family member may want to stay close to the warmth. It's a good idea to be watchful that your pal does not touch it with its paws or tail. Thanks again for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for watching. And now, for the weather around the world. Moo!
In education news, a mobile alternative energy learning facility helps bring online access to rural South Africa. Samsung, a South Korean corporation, has launched a solar-powered internet school in Boksburg in eastern South Africa. It is a 21-student classroom built into a 12-meter-long shipping container and includes laptop computers, digital notebooks, a video camera, as well as an electronic e-board instead of a chalkboard. Fold-away solar panels provide up to 9 hours of power for the school's equipment. The setup allows classes to be monitored and taught from a central location, which can deliver content to both educators and learners via their laptops. The independent, robust structure has a ventilation system, can be easily transported by truck to distant areas, and can withstand difficult weather conditions. Kudos, Samsung, for this wonderful endeavor capable of bringing accessible education to remote areas. May it greatly enhance the learning opportunities of the bright youngsters of South Africa.
In Hero News, a Uruguayan citizen saves a woman in China. When Ms. Maria Fernanda Gomez Araguei was on a walk with her husband by the West Lake in Hangzhou of Zhejiang Province, she saw a woman being overtaken by water and quickly jumped into it to help. Ms. Araguei was able to rescue the woman, whose relatives later took care of her. For her bravery, Ms. Araguei was commended and given a financial award for the Hangzhou Foundation for Justice and Courage. Our heartfelt appreciation, Ms. Maria Fernanda Gomez Araguei, for your heroic act. May heaven bless both you and the woman rescued with secure and happy futures. Up next on Northworthy News, a gathering in France celebrates the plant-based lifestyle. We'll go water the flowers. Be right back. Stay tuned for more valuable news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, friendly news for an amiable world. In Veg News, a two-day Paris-France event shows the wonders of plant-based living. More than 8,000 people from all over Europe attended Paris Vegan Day at the popular venue La Belvoise in the eastern part of the city. The vibrant gathering with free entrance included informative lectures, film screenings, cooking demonstrations, live music, an eco-fashion show, several wellness workshops, as well as a variety of booths advocating compassionate living. Mr. Olivier Monfray was one of the organizers of this festive occasion.
Le but du PVD, du Paris Vegan Day, c'est de montrer aux gens qu'on est vraiment nombreux. Le végétalisme se développe de plus en plus, que ce soit en France ou dans le monde entier.
20 organizations participated, such as France Vegetarian Association and People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA France, along with those featuring vegan products. There was also a wide variety of delicious cruelty-free food available, including vegan ice cream, plant-based sausages, and much more. Loving Heart Paris, part of an international family of restaurants encouraged by Supreme Master Qinghai to offer wholesome, delectable and affordable vegan food, served dishes including veggie kebabs and nutritious salads. In addition, Noble Creations, a company which distributes Supreme Master Qinghai's books in French-speaking countries, displayed From Crisis to Peace, The Noble Wild and The Birds of My Life.
Et si on se veut être citoyen avec une démarche écologique, il ne suffit pas uniquement de militer pour l'environnement, il y a aussi à prendre conscience que nous faisons partie de cette écologie et que donc la manière de se nourrir est extrêmement importante.
Bravo Paris Vegan Day and all those involved in this weekend of showing support for the earth-saving lifestyle. May all make benevolent choices for the well-being of ourselves and our planet.
Let's enjoy some light-hearted humor with a joke told in Zulu entitled Pair Of.
Ubaba wathi kundodana yayo, lungile hamba uyothatha ibhulukwe lami elimnyama, amasokisi ami aluhlaza nezicathulo zabo ezibubende. Ulungile wabuza ubaba, baba manje ihembe lakho eliluhlaza?
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Saya suka acara Supreme Master TV. Semoga berkah dari surga senantiasa tercurahkan dan semua makhluk ciptaannya senantiasa hidup berdasarkan kasih dan damai. Pemirsa dari Indonesia.
Sublime viewer, many thanks for your uplifting words. May you and all the gentle people of Indonesia be ever more blessed by the divine with gladness of heart and spirit.
Do you have a hotline today? We would be delighted to hear your hotlines and stories from your area. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May you be graced with inner harmony and jubilation.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, launches a new Mars Science Laboratory carrying advanced scientific equipment that includes the Curiosity rover, which will be tasked with investigating the potential presence of life on the planet.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Nicolas Sarkozy agree to join in efforts to update European Union treaties toward a goal of re-stabilizing the Eurozone and the economies of its member countries.
Meeting with Foreign Minister Nasser Judeh in the Jordanian capital, Amman, visiting Foreign Minister Irato Kozaku Markoulis of Cyprus conveys her country's peaceful support as the two discuss issues regarding the Middle East as well as ways to further enhance joint cooperation.
Nicaraguan Foreign Minister Samuel Santos and Alexis or Vietnamese Foreign Minister Pham Binh Minh sign an agreement of their country's mutual support in international forums such as the United Nations, as they both also pledge to further other areas of cooperation between their nations.
After being alerted to a nearby home that was beginning to go up in flames in the middle of the night, volunteer firefighter Trey Ross of Georgia, USA, unhesitatingly entered the structure where he was able to find its 76-year-old blind occupant and carry the man out to safety.
Noting that one-third of secondary students in the country do not consume vegetables daily, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends more healthy foods to be made available in schools.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.